Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen. We miss him, but we don't have to miss him much because we got his music. Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best, one of the greatest. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with someone who helped me launch the first one, Wally Bach. Writing a book with Wally.com is the website. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Wally's here. He's talking to us about his favorite books of the year. And we talked about being organized. We talked about being creative. And you got one there by a general, a big-time general, don't you?
Big-time general, Stanley McChrystal.
McChrystal.
He's actually done a couple of books.
I like that guy.
I do, too. And I like this. I like his book, Team of Teams, which takes you through how they develop a new, basically new working style. In the process, he does some analysis on why so many of the things that people our age, Jim, learned coming up about business don't work anymore and why we need to do
like
something
what?
Else.
Like what?
Well, he says that the whole Frederick Taylor thing affected a whole lot of work.
Tell us about that. Explain that.
It got us to analyzing work in little bits and trying to become more efficient. And
you said no. Explain Frederick Taylor. A lot of people don't know what that means.
Frederick Taylor was an engineer, actually, around the turn of the century. In 1911, he published something called Principles of Scientific Management, and it's the place where efficiency experts come from.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you could study work and you could make it better. That was the big plus side. The downside was that it treated people, the people that did the work, as pretty much, replaceable cogs in the machine. The machine was his big mental model for the book, for his study. And that's led us to a lot of good things, a major increase, five times in industrial productivity in 20, 30 years, but it's also gotten us to a place where we treat people like things instead of like people.
Right.
And part of the
one of the bad vestiges of a 20th century business.
Yes. Yes. And it's so common that at least when I came up, nobody questioned it.
Right. Oh no, that's exactly right.
And what McChrystal says is, look, the world has changed. And he uses the example of fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq as because that was his learning curve. But the world has changed to, you really need all the brains in the game, as Jack Welch used to say. And so what you're looking for is a way that lets people participate, make decisions, and so forth. And so the network, the communication between people, becomes more important than the organization chart. And we have, a couple of years ago, I was working with a utility in the Midwest, and they were looking at ways to be more effective. And we did a network diagram. We basically looked at the number of emails that went back and forth between different people. And we found that there was this one engineer who got more email than anybody else in the company, including the president. And you know what was going on? He was the guy that everybody went to when they had an idea. So,
yeah.
Mark, what do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that? He's the guy that when they started to build a certain kind of power plant, and I don't remember the details of this exactly, but they were going to build one kind of power plant, and they figured they had to design it from scratch. And he said, oh, no, we did that in the 30s, and I'll show you where the plans are. But
that's a lesson in don't kill the brain trust.
Don't kill the brain trust. There's so much tacit information that people have, the stuff that's in their head, they don't talk about.
Did he talk anything about what Sir Wicky calls the wisdom of crowds with the teams? Did McChrystal do that?
Not specifically, because he's not talking about crowdsourcing information.
No. But Sir Wicky, the point he made in his book, The Wisdom of Crowds, was that five PhDs couldn't do as good a job of coming up with a solution as two PhDs with three high school graduates.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that's the big message from the Bell Labs book from a couple of years ago. And, you know, we talked about Edison earlier. He had his muckers, and the muckers were scientists and engineers.
Practical
and
people.
Millwrights and all of those great
the
teams,
ones who the
by
people
the
who operate the worm cams, right?
Yeah. Well, but all of those great teams that created things had somebody on there that was good at putting stuff
team of teams
together.
By Stanley McChrystal, General Stanley McChrystal. Hey, Wally, thanks for 20 great years. Let's do 10 more at least.
At least 10.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Couldn't have done it without him. Writing a book with Wally, check out that website. You'll be glad you did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.